It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow. Yeah.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a daddy with temper issues. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And Vincent from Portobello's in Oakland, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hello, Vincent. Joe is out this week. He'll be back next week. On the show, the last countdown of the year, I think, Pip.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think this is the last countdown on our schedule. We do Valentine's Day. We do April Fool's, which is my favorite.
Yes, then we do Moms. And then Terrible Dads.
Father's Day, worst dads of the year.
Yes.
For Father's Day.
Yeah, well, of course.
Right, so we'll do that. So since Joe's not here, Pip and I will each have four stories instead of the customary three. And Vincent will help us figure out who's the worst dads.
Yes.
Here we go. Here's the music.
Same girls. Today we're going to talk about father and daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do. Who's your daddy?
Once a year I get to play that. You want to do the first story? You want me to do the first story?
I'll do the first story.
All right.
Okay. An Ohio father was arrested on charges of child neglect after allegedly leaving his child inside a stroller under the hot Florida sun for hours at Walt Disney World in Orlando. Brian Keith Olmsted, 35, of Brunswick, Ohio, was visiting the theme park with his family, but instead went on witnesses described as a drunken tirade, according to News 6.
Or I call it Wednesday.
It could be. Olmsted was using his child's stroller to cut through crowds at Disney's Art of Animation Resort on Sunday.
Listen, I've had kids that age. There's nothing better than a stroller as a battering ram. So far, sounds like good use of what's around him.
Yeah, he's just using the weapons that he's presented with.
Exemplary father.
On top of this, witnesses say he was using racial slurs and calling them names as he pushed the stroller through.
Listen, we do it when we drive. Why not do it when we use a battering ram? Again, I'm with this guy.
Local 10 News reports Disney resort managers received 11 complaints about Olmsted within 4 hours. The toddler was badly sunburned throughout the day and was found sitting in his stroller with a soiled diaper, according to CBS 12. Paramedics told deputies that Olmsted's child had suffered first-degree burns, while deputies told CBS 12 the burns were purple, which leads them to believe they will turn into second-degree burns. Olmsted's wife was at ESPN's Wild World of Sports attending a cheerleader competition. He was charged with child neglect and posted bond Monday night, according to CBS 12. Now, here's a dad that brings his child to the happiest place on earth.
Good dad!
Yeah.
Good dad.
Except dad turns it into the most miserable place.
Well, you know what? If you've been a parent with kids, Disney World, it's not so happy because you're waiting in lines, it's friggin' hot, you got stupid mice and princesses in your face. I get it. I'm not seeing a problem. I saw this story, did not make my list.
What do you think? He was suffering from rodent rage?
See what you...
But nobody... Look, the guy has taken his child and using the child as a weapon.
No, he's using the stroller. The child just happens to be in the stroller.
Yeah.
He's not swinging the kid around.
No, he's not. But he's weaponized the baby stroller. You know, and...
Yes!
Yes, but...
Yes!
And he's frying the child that's inside the stroller.
He got drunk. It happens.
Yeah. The baby got drunk?
No.
Oh, okay. You know, I mean, we've all gotten drunk and laid out in the sun.
Have you taken your kids to Disney?
Vincent? I have.
So you know, this isn't that far-fetched.
Well, you know, the racial slurs was an added little soupçon of misery.
Yeah, but that doesn't really affect the kid, does it?
Well, I'm thinking that the second-degree burns affects the child.
Maybe.
Yeah, because Sloppy over there, the newest dwarf, or Drunky, the newest dwarf that was... pummeling people with the baby carriage and neglecting his child and letting it sit in a pile of its own slop. Yeah, he's not exactly a great dad.
Did not make my list.
Didn't make your list.
Did not make my list. Let's see if I chose wisely.
All right, let's see if your miserable dad is worse than my miserable dad.
Chicago, Illinois. Nathan Nicholson, 45, groomed his sons to become pimps and lure girls into performing sex acts for money, according to the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Illinois. Authorities say Nicholson used his twin boys, Tyrell Lockett and Myrell Lockett, both 24, to set up, quote, dates with minor girls who had no idea that they would become sex slaves.
You make that sound like it's bad.
It's all perspective.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those kids were probably heroes at school.
They're 24.
They're okay.
The twins are 24.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. They're not teachers. They shouldn't be sleeping with students. Chicago area malls became their hunting grounds as they met girls and promised them money for what they believed would be just dates. Did you? Once the girls accepted, Nicholson brought them to an abandoned house, photographed them partially clothed, and then, quote, tested them by requiring them to have sex with the twins. So far, good dad. So far, just a good dad trying to do right by his boys. I wonder what could possibly go wrong here.
I don't know.
Soon thereafter, Nicholson and his sons would force the girls to perform commercial sex acts for money, with Nicholson keeping the proceeds. Not even sharing. Not even sharing with the boys.
You know what?
Selfish dad.
Yeah, well, you'd think that, you know, if it was going to divide up the farm, they'd get an equal share. But
No. The brothers also recruited their girls and young women on their own and traveled to states including Indiana and Minnesota. One woman was brought from Minnesota, managed to escape Nicholson's Chicago home and call police. On Tuesday, here's where things go wrong. Here's where things go wrong.
Everything was hunky-dory up until this point, then.
It could be argued, and I probably would have. Okay. Being what this bit is about.
I hesitate to see what went wrong.
On Tuesday, a judge sentenced Nicholson to 16 years and 8 months and ordered him to pay $68,400 to two victims. That's the dad.
Okay.
Tyrell and Myrell each pleaded guilty to one count of transportation of minor with intent to engage in prostitution.
No.
Both sons were sentenced to 17 years and 8 months behind bars in order to pay restitution to victims. The length and breadth of the defendant's contact, which was driven by his greed and perverse sexual desires, affected numerous victims, inflicted violence on others, and sexually exploited minors and otherwise vulnerable victims, Assistant U.S. Attorney Renee S. Rodney and Shoba Pillay argued in the government's sentencing memorandum. All right, here's where we got to break this down.
Okay. Parse this for me.
You know, it's always good to take an interest in the family business.
I was thinking
always that. Support that. Unless it's a felony. And then maybe not.
Wait, it's a father-son business. So he was showing them the ropes. I mean, he provided...
But it's a felony.
No, he provided them with an income. I don't see why this is bad.
Well, until they got locked away.
Yeah, but they're grown-ups. They decided to do this.
How young were the girls?
Minors. Like 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds.
Wow, okay.
Wait, they said minors. They could have meant people with little lights on their heads.
Here's how bad this dad is. He doesn't just ruin his son's lives. He ruins other people's kids' lives. So it's always good when, as a dad, you expand it outside the family. Anybody can ruin your own kid's life. God knows my daughter has complaints. But to go out there and go beyond the bounds of the house takes a special, awful dad.
I don't think that that's a factor, though.
It most certainly should be.
No, it shouldn't be. See, the thing is that we're isolating. How bad are you as a dad? Now, he set them up in a business. They were raking in some money. They were doing fine for themselves. And they are adults, and they chose to do this.
Yeah, well, here we go, though. Remember, it says he groomed them. So it wasn't just a dad making one bad decision like you're a dad. Your dad had a bad couple hours. You know, things happen. Goofy looked at him funny. Cinderella's not putting out. I get it. Disney's a scary place. He had a bad day. He had a couple extra drinks at Epcot. I get it. Now, this guy is grooming them. It takes months to do them. Not only through the father's own bad decisions, but he's grooming his kids to branch out and make their own awful decisions. He's ingrained in them how to commit felonies and supersede their father's awful felonies.
So wait a minute. Are we deciding that one of the terms of awfulness in this particular episode that we do is length of time served?
No, it's not length of time served. What I'm saying is no, because courts are different. What I'm saying is
you're taking me seriously.
I'm most certainly. What I'm saying is you have a father who had a bad day, which was aided by alcohol. I have a father who came up with a plan and acted out this awful, awful idea to ruin his twin boys' lives. Not just one kid, two.
Do you think that he thought that he was doing a bad job?
Yes, I think you. I think you know when you're prostituting minors that perhaps you shouldn't. I think so.
I don't know if he thought it was such a bad idea. There's some people who philosophically think that, for example, like dog fights are not a bad thing.
Well, you know what? I'm sure when your dad was using his kid as a battering ram and drinking, he thought that was a good idea.
He probably did think it was a good idea. It was also a great idea to let him get burned so he would have second degree burns eventually.
Extra crispy skin is delicious.
It is, actually.
Would you concede I got a worse dad, Pip? Would you concede?
I don't know. I think we should throw it to Vincent. Which one's worse?
Well, we'll throw it to Vincent. I want to get your opinion.
No, I'm still fighting the good fight. Ugh. I think that my child is in the throes of like a lifelong of horror.
Vincent,
at this guy's hands.
Break the news to Pip Helix.
Well, when I look at it in terms of severity, I would have to go with Davin.
Thank you.
And just, you know.
Would you have conceded?
I liked him. Yeah, I really would have.
Okay, thank you.
I totally would have.
All right, we'll be back. All right, well, we'll continue with our Father's Day countdown. I'm on the board.
You are on the board.
With the Pimp Daddy.
Yeah,
with the Pimp Daddy.
I wrote down Pimp Poppy.
I like that too. Pimp Poppy. Pip had a valiant effort, but not really. Nah.
Mine was called Disney Dad. Just if on the titles alone, I think
I just feel there's like a lot of dads that go, yeah, I've been there. I get it.
I do too. And I wasn't even carting a kid around, and I was just like, oh, I hate you people. You get hot and bothered, and I'm surprised that more people don't go mental there.
Are you ready for a journey?
Yes.
Let's go to the Holy Land.
Oh, dear. Okay.
A 14-year-old Israeli boy was held captive by his parents in his home for at least 8 years, only taken outside occasionally inside a cage, authorities said on Thursday.
Wow.
You're making a face.
I'm making a face because it's like taken out in a cage?
Taken out in a cage. He might run off.
You mean, so they literally...
So he's kept in the house for 8 years.
Right.
And then every couple of weeks they take him out, I guess, in the backyard in a cage.
Okay, so, I mean, they don't take him for a walk through the marketplace or something in a cage.
No, then people would know.
Yeah, they would. Oh, so it was completely secret.
I don't think you can openly keep your kid in a cage.
I don't know, but some children, I think they should try.
Shall I continue? Shall
yes.
I continue? Environmental workers who responded to complaints of an overpowering stench inside the building in the city of Hedera.
If there's stink, that's usually not good.
Called police after they found a sealed apartment, which they thought contained a decayed body.
Ugh.
The police knocked on the door and no one answered. They ultimately entered through the window, city environmental chief Yitzhak Bazagalo, told the Israeli Haaretz newspaper. Once inside the cluttered apartment, cops were attacked by the disheveled parents.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It most certainly.
Disheveled.
Mess. Nobody clean up.
Wait a minute,
don't touch it. I know where it goes.
This is sounding like me.
It does. I thought you'd appreciate this one.
Wait a minute. Wait, is this story about my house?
No, this story is because I knew Joe wasn't going to be here. Right. So I know you're sympathetic to a good hoarding story. So once inside, cops subdued them before they found the boy who was clad in clothes that were too small on him. Police believe the parents who immigrated from Russia in the 1990s had kept their teen son locked up for 8 years. The couple moved to Hedera in 2009, according to municipal records, but they never reported the existence of the boy, who had not been registered with any educational institution in the city. The family also was not known to social service agencies in Netanya, where they lived previously. The social affairs ministry said the parents may be suffering from compulsive hoarding disorder.
No.
I've encountered a lot of stories. I've worked at City Hall for 20 years, but I've never encountered such a thing, Buzzaglow said. I barely managed to walk around the apartment because the entire floor was full of trash and boxes. I saw one double bed. I don't know where the boy slept. There was no air in the home. They hadn't opened the windows. The boy told officials that his parents took him out into the courtyard once every couple of weeks for about a half an hour. When outside, he was kept in a makeshift cage. The parents were held for questioning while a teen was placed with social services. After being checked to the hospital, mother claimed that she and her husband had been caring properly for her son. The boy is sick. We are looking out for him. Everything we did was done so that he would not go outside and contract diseases, the mother said, because we have plenty of diseases in the house. The mother's attorney said the mother's upset, is in a difficult emotional state. All right, here we go. We got the boys locked away. Never
He's shy.
Yeah. It smells so bad that they thought somebody died in there.
Okay, so they're not really house proud.
Just a maid once a week, couple hours, all
yeah,
we ask.
Yeah, she's not very good, but she has that gaming leg, and they feel bad for her.
Her defense, a lot of times Jewish women aren't great housekeepers. So,
oh, I'm glad you said that, not me.
I did. I'm just trying to be a devil's advocate.
I've never heard that, by the way.
They attack the cops like zombies.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of people do that these days.
The kid has clothes that are too small on him, like he's the Incredible Hulk.
You know what? He had a growth spurt.
No. We Jews, we love to shop. There's no excuse for that.
I thought you liked to save money.
We like to shop at bargains.
Okay, and so the smaller clothes were cheaper.
At one point. They deprive him of education. Everybody knows Jewish boys need a good education.
You know what? He was such a mama's boy, they decided to homeschool.
When he's outside, he's in a cage.
You know what? He does. He's a runner.
So build him a dog run. Be humane.
Maybe they said a makeshift cage. Maybe it was more like a dog run.
I'm guessing not, since he didn't even have a bed.
Well, you know, he's very pale, so the outside is not really great for him. They brought him out for a little air, but, you know, he can't stay outside. You know, sunscreen, expensive.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So you don't know that he didn't have a bed. They just couldn't find it.
Underneath the mess. Yeah, and stench.
Yeah, so maybe he's like a gerbil. He likes to, like, burrow. That's how he likes to sleep.
Maybe he sleeps in wood shavings.
I'm thinking.
You going to beat this?
Yeah, not really.
Okay, what you got?
I'm going to read it anyway.
As well you should.
A boy secretly videotaped his father beating the child's 2-year-old disabled brother.
Oh, I saw that one too. Didn't make the list.
Ah! And then reported it to authorities at his middle school in Texas, police said.
Snitch! You know, right there, bad dad. You know, nobody likes to raise a tattletale. Dad needs to do a better job.
Bad
I'm with,
parenting.
I'm with you, Pip.
Yeah, you know what? It's like, I'm going to go in. I'm going to tell what's going on at home. Just like you said, snitch.
Yeah, dad raised a tattler. This might be a horrible dad.
Oh, the sixth grader told officials at his Leander school about the alleged abuse, including beatings with a belt and a fly swatter.
Well. How many times have you seen those old videos like of these third world nations when the flies are buzzing around the kid and you think, you know what? If I just had a fly swatter, I can make this kid's life better. Dad had a fly swatter making the kid's life better. Hero! Hero!
He wasn't one of those extended belly, you know, Sally Struthers babies.
You don't know.
No. He was just an abused child and they were beating him with whatever they had handy. Fly swatter...
Teaching your child to be resilient and make the best out of the small things you are given. Exemplary dad.
Now, you know what? I don't think that's really going to work because apparently the child was autistic and he's not really learning that he's being resilient.
You don't know.
He's learning out.
You don't know. He doesn't communicate with you. He might be communicating with his one friend that this is working for him.
Imaginary.
No, they're autistic. They're not delusional.
No, I know that. I know the difference.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Wait, what?
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. I was attending to the voices in my head.
Shoot.
Back to the show. The boy reported that he saw his 48-year-old father, Alejandro Gonzalez, grab his younger son by the hair during an incident on May 22nd, violently shaking the toddler while he was sitting in a hot... Oh, Jesus.
He was sitting in a hot Jesus?
It was
it must be the Jesus with, like, all the abs, because when Jesus looks like that, he is hot.
Wow. He was sitting in a high chair.
Oh, high chair.
At his home, about 30 miles north of Austin. Gonzalez, according to the affidavit, became angry that the boy, who has difficulty chewing and swallowing due to cerebral palsy, would not eat. So dad decided that he was going to beat the tar out of the kid because he was being all fussy about eating. Oh, but that's right. He has cerebral palsy and he can't. So that, yeah. So that's something to smack his
child about.
But don't
you think he's helping? Because the kid probably has food in his mouth. So he's beating the kid to make it more of a slurry. So it's easy for him to swallow while he's having this difficult time chewing. Vincent, you know, in the restaurant business, people come in with special needs. You have to adapt. Dad's adapting.
Yeah, accommodating him.
Yes, accommodating. Some people have food allergies. This kid likes slurry. No problem.
I'm sure that Vincent has seen some fussy eaters in his day, and he was also prompted to go over and beat their butt with whatever implement you had handy, just to get them to choke down the food, right?
I
would have. A deputy who was watching the disturbing clip said it confirmed what the boy had told him about the abuse. The deputy was also shown photos of bruises and red marks on the victim's buttocks and lower back, according to the affidavit. Those marks were caused by Gonzalez disciplining the child using a belt and a fly swatter on another occasion, the affidavit reads. Gonzalez was charged with injury to a child, a third-degree felony. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years in prison. He remains jailed on... They really made a big typo on this, and I can't tell how much bail.
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
It really doesn't matter. But I think that this guy who has the chutzpah to beat his child because he has cerebral palsy and has trouble with things...
He might have beaten him anyway. Don't judge him.
No, this is the worst dad. This is the one beating this poor, helpless child. And it was so bad that the other kid decided to spy and tell everybody.
But the other kid seems to be fine, so how bad is he?
Well, he's just not beating that kid. He's frustrated.
So he's not really committed to being a bad dad.
Oh, no.
Maybe this kid had it coming. You don't know.
Sometimes really bad abusers just decide that that one's going to take all the abuse.
So? He's being a good dad. He's letting the other kid fine. Other kid has no problem snitching.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? He made a snitch, and he made...
You know what? This kid, he needs a beating. This is the snitching kid.
I don't think that that's actually the way we're going to look at
that's
it.
That's the lesson I took. So have you conceded?
No.
You said you were going to concede.
I lied. No, we're conceding. Yours is worse.
What do you think is worse?
Yeah, yours is definitely
worse. Yes! 2-for-2! We'll be back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Pip, we forgot to mention the rules.
Yeah, you know what? It would be nice for people to understand what kind of Cretan we decide that is eligible for this.
Kids can't be permanently injured or killed.
Right.
Because that's just not funny.
Yeah, that's not
and funny. Well, not that this is funny, but we're trying to make it funny. Yeah, it's funny. And it has to happen between last Father's Day and this Father's Day. That's why it's the worst dads of the year.
Right.
Them's the rule. Other than that, anything goes. You want me to go or you want to go?
I'll go first this time. Okay. London, Kentucky. Are you scared already?
No. Florida's where the awful usually comes from.
I don't know because there's another state that's creeping up on it, but it's not this one. But
Pennsylvania.
We'll talk about that later.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. Pennsylvania's
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah. London police made an arrest in a suspected child abuse case that resulted in a child suffering severe burns. 34-year-old Brian Kinney is in the Laurel County Detention Center. London police arrested him for wanton endangerment, assault charges, and possession of methamphetamine, the breakfast of champions. According to London police, the mother of the boy contacted them on April 24th to report what happened. The mother said that on Easter Sunday, Kinney forced his 10-year-old son to stand next to him as he covered a spark plug in gasoline and lit it on fire.
Oh!
When he saw that his father was beginning to do that, he had run to the front porch wanting to get away because he knew nothing good would come of that, Detective Stacy Anderkin said. And the father made him come back to him and stand there right beside him while he lit the spark plug on fire. The child's shorts caught on fire, causing second-degree burns.
Was he trying to light the kid on fire?
You know what? He was just such an incredible dumbass that he decided, you come here, youngster, and you're going to watch your daddy do this the right way.
Okay, because I can see that. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to know if there was intent or not. Okay.
Yeah.
No intent, just stupidity.
We'll see. The child's shorts caught on fire. Police
was he a liar? A liar? Because that'll often happen. Your pants will catch on fire.
You know what? That's what I was going to call this one. Liar, liar.
Yes.
I don't think that the child was actually speaking at all at this point, but I probably like, ow, ow. But anyway, the police said that Kinney didn't seek medical attention for the child right away. Instead, it was hours later when someone took the 10-year-old to the hospital with severe burns. Double dumbass. When police located Kinney shortly after getting the complaint, He received a pat-down search. Officers say Kinney quickly pulled something from his pocket and bent over in an attempt to conceal or throw an item. The officer said he recovered a pill bottle from Kinney's hand that contained 0.3 grams of a crystal substance and an empty suboxone package. The mother was not present at the time of the burning incident. WKTYT's Caitlin Sentner talked with Kinney in jail Wednesday afternoon. That must have been pleasant. "We were getting ready to mow grass for the first time of the year, and the lawnmower wouldn't start. I just started going down a checklist, I guess. My dad and my grandpa taught me. I got into the plug, and the plug was fouled out, and the way I was taught to clean it was to clean it with gas and shake the gas off and burn the gas off the tip, and it cleans it when you put it back in, and it'll fire. I told the kids to stand back," Kinney lied. I mean, he said, "I have felt responsible. Whether it was an accident or not, I can't help but think I burned the boy. Police want to remind everyone that suspecting child abuse and not reporting it to authorities is against the law." So, double dumbass is saying that, "Oh, all I was doing was teaching the boy that you're supposed to clean it with gasoline," which I have heard of before.
Okay, so valid. Not malicious intent.
No, but
he's doing
some
learning.
But then he made the kid stand there.
Because the boy needs to learn. This is how my pappy showed
me. Because
this is how my pappy showed me, and I'm showing you.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Stupid.
Yes.
Stupid.
Well, sometimes things go wrong.
No, you don't bring a child over to watch you when you're deciding to.
How's he going to learn?
Gasoline.
How's he going to learn?
In the intensive care unit, apparently.
Oh, yeah, there's no malicious intent.
No,
accidents happen.
The burn unit is
he's
not
dumb.
Where supposed to
he's
show up.
Dumb.
He's Kentucky dumb.
So he's not dumb. He's average.
Wait a minute. Does this play in Kentucky?
I don't know. They know.
They've heard these stories.
Exactly.
I think that he's
not malicious. That no. See, you would have swayed me. If this was malicious.
Yeah,
this is just Kentucky.
Now, this is him saying to the reporter, "I didn't mean to hurt the boy." Yeah, well, you didn't mean to hurt the boy, but then it took you hours to bring him to the burn unit. You let that
Here was the weakness in your argument. You said you've heard this before.
Oh.
There's the weakness in your argument. That you cut your own knees out. I'll give you my story when we come back.
You clean it with gas. You don't set it on fire.
You know what? Everybody hears different stories. It's like a game of telephone. Who can tell?
Is Davin's Den.
All right. Before we went to break, Pip had Spark Plug Dad.
Yeah.
Just showing how to clean a spark plug.
Actually, I call that story Kindling Kid.
I like that too. Not a bad story.
I think it's pretty bad.
Here we go. My number two.
All right.
Worst dad. A Colorado couple has been jailed on suspicion of abusing their 17-year-old blind and autistic son, who was hospitalized weighing just 88 pounds.
Oh, man.
And whose condition a doctor likened to that of a concentration camp survivor. Court records showed on Wednesday. See, this is how I know I'm doing well, Vincent. When her jaw drops, well, it was. Now she's got the pursed lips because she knows she's been licked and not the way she wants. Vanessa and David Hall, both 52, were arrested in the town of Longmont, about 35 miles north of Denver, after the father took the emaciated, unconscious boy to a hospital last week, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. David Hall told medical personnel that his son was suffering from the flu.
Oh, really?
No. The physician, Dr. Denise Hassan, told investigators that the boy was in shock due to loss of body fluids, traced to malnourishment, acute renal failure, and so on, the court document said. The teen was also suffering from pneumonia and a pressure sore, and his compromised immune system made medical treatment more difficult. The parents faced felony counts of child abuse and negligence resulting in serious bodily injury and at-risk person when they are formally charged later this month. The couple told investigators that the boy was, quote, a picky eater.
Oh,
who subsisted on 7 to 8 sodas a day and snack foods such as crackers and cheesy chips.
He's a picky eater.
Likes crackers and cheesy chips.
You know, we were talking about this before.
We were.
You know, kids that just won't eat what you serve them. So, you know, maybe he's a picky eater.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Absolutely.
Sure.
The boy, quote, has not seen a physician in at least 8 years, nor has had any formal schooling, dental care, or an in-home assistance during that time. An affidavit said, adding that he used a jug left next to his bed for a toilet. Yep.
going for
what
this
What did we say? He was blind and what else?
Autistic.
Yeah.
When police detective arrived at the hospital to talk to the parents on the day of the boy's admittance, the couple had left to take care of their pets, the court record showed. And a caseworker who later interviewed David Hall said he seemed concerned about losing government assistance payments. The boy is now in the custody of child welfare officials, has been improving since his hospitalization. Dr. Matthew Hamer, a nutritional physician who is treating the youth, told investigators it would take at least a month before the teen's condition is no longer considered life-threatening and 6 months of proper nutrition before he approaches a normal weight. Dr. Hamer described the boy's physical condition as being consistent with someone who would have been in a concentration camp for several years. Okay. Picky eater. As I said, my daughter's a picky eater. Nobody would ever accuse her of being a concentration camp victim. We hide the tattoos. Nobody would ever accuse her.
Yeah, I mean, that pressure wound. What was that about?
Pressure? I don't know. They don't know how the pressures were. I don't know.
No, I meant your daughter.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Well, she was uppity. Again, no schooling. And the kid is so unimportant that the parents blew off the police to take care of the pets.
What? Very important question. What shape are the pets in?
I don't know. We're not doing worst animal owners of the year.
Maybe that's what we should do at the end of the year.
We most certainly can.
Ugh.
Are you even going to contest this?
No. No. You know what? I am so disgusted.
Yes!
With these people.
Give me your revulsion.
That's what you used to say on the beginning of dates, didn't you?
I still do. It's date night. Give me your revulsion and I shall give you something to be revolted about.
I'll give you something to be revolted
this
about.
This is what happens when I'm not doing 21-day fitness. Behold my girth.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, yeah.
Got to listen to the whole show, folks.
You do. And I wow. What gets into people? Really? What are people thinking? And especially this kid who's like has two different disabilities and they just decide that, well, this is the one that we're going to give a whooping. What are you doing? What are you doing? There is adoption if you can't handle it.
Thoughts? Thoughts? What do you got, Vincent?
What, you're going to make Vincent comment on this?
Sure, absolutely. He's our guest. He should. What do you got?
It's a horrible story, horrible parenting.
It's the worst. It's unbelievable.
No, it's not the worst. I got one worse.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. This is number two.
Oh,
man.
I had this one as number one, and then this morning I switched to go, you know what? I think my other one, worse.
I'm feeling very bad right now because you found this not the most despicable story.
Not the most
found.
Despicable. I got worse.
Oh, well, apparently they have worse because this behavior is outrageous.
So you're conceding again.
I'm conceding on this one, the picky eater story, yes.
I am on quite the run. All right, when we come back, both of our candidates for worst dad of the year.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
Well, young lady, I am whooping your butt.
Yeah, I do.
I am 3-for-3.
Not in the way I like.
No, this is your last chance to get on the board. Otherwise, I get the sweep. Go.
Okay.
Worst dad, your contender.
A Pennsylvania man locked his 22-month-old son in a makeshift wooden cage and left the boy alone in a hot house with his two younger siblings, including a sister born hours earlier.
Oh, I saw this story.
Thursday.
Didn't make the list.
Oh, man. Come on. Troopers acting on a tip arrived Wednesday afternoon at the North Mannheim Township home, knocked on the door, and when no one answered, forced their way in. Just inside the front door, they found a one-year-old boy in a playpen, a newborn girl in a baby seat, and the toddler inside a cage made of plywood and wooden lattice.
Safety first.
Locked from the outside with a barrel bolt. The cage wasn't tall enough for the boy to stand. Police arrested their father.
Stand?
Yeah.
You earn standing. Standing isn't a right.
What do you, it's a privilege?
Yes!
On your knees, boy! Police arrested their father.
I've never said that phrase.
Yeah. Cecil Coots 38 on child endangerment charges when he returned home. He remained jailed Thursday and didn't yet have an attorney. It wasn't easy to look at, State Police Sergeant Fred Kroot said at a news conference. You have to feel for these kids. Police said the children's 25-year-old mother gave birth at the home about 90 miles northwest of Philadelphia around 9 p.m. Tuesday. She suffered heavy bleeding and Kroot called an ambulance for her around 9:30 a.m. Wednesday. She was taken to a hospital and underwent surgery, Trooper Thomas Robin told the Associated Press in an earlier phone interview. Robin said the medical staff asked her, "Where's the baby?" She said, "The baby's at home." That put up a red flag. Child welfare officials reached Kutz by phone. He arrived about 40 minutes after police got to the house. 40 minutes! He told authorities that he had left to visit his wife in the hospital. Police said he refused to tell them how long the children had been home alone. The father said
he's not a slave to time.
The father said he used the cage as a makeshift crib to keep the toddler safe at night.
MacGyver, you, right? Reasonable.
Safety first.
No,
it's all about safety.
Yeah, I mean, come on, really? This guy.
There was a foam mattress, toys, and a sippy cup inside the cage.
Sippy cup, not a glass. A sippy cup. Safety and neatness.
He says he would keep him there at night because he claimed he was crawling all over the place. That's what they do.
So do cats.
He told me he'd done it, and I don't cage my cats.
Well, you're a bad mom, a fur parent.
I am not. He told me he's done it in the past. That's great. That it's not his first time he put him in that contraption, Robin said. Kutz really didn't seem very concerned about leaving his children home alone, but the mother expressed alarm and said this was never done on her watch, the trooper said. The newborn was taken to a hospital for evaluation. The boys were placed in the custody of child welfare authorities. Of course, Kurt said the home was dirty with an unfinished bathroom and exposed wiring. We're happy.
Was the
we
basement
got there.
Finished?
You know what? No. You know what? They don't have it, but they do. No, never mind. This is terrible. This poor kid.
No.
Oh, this poor kid. All three of these kids. The newborn. He left the newborn home alone?
Where's the newborn going to go? He can't run off.
Anyway, what's your story?
Philadelphia, you say. Not only am I going to kick your butt, I'm going to kick your butt in Philly. Mine's from Philly, too. A married man beat and abused two young children for years, even shocking them with an electric dog collar and jamming small blades under their nails, and fractured his wife's skull in an assault that sent her to a hospital, prosecutor said. And immediately within one paragraph, Pip has head has sunk, because she knows. Joseph Meyer punched, kicked, choked, and otherwise abused the boy, who's now 13, and the girl, who's 11, over the past 6 years, authorities said. He repeatedly struck the children with a wooden dowel or PVC pipe, shocked them with electric collars, and stuck lancets under their fingernails and toenails, authorities said. The children's room contained closed-off wooden boxes for beds with a small opening of vents to let air in.
I'm sorry, wait. Closed-off wooden boxes? Are we talking like coffin-like boxes?
I would say more like a crate, maybe. Perhaps a coffin, I don't know.
Oh, dear. Don't be so glib.
I am glib.
This is abuse of children. Don't you be happy.
I'm a hero by comparison.
Oh, man.
Discipline.
Thank you, Vincent. Yes.
We have corrupted Vincent with our evil. I knew he'd turn.
The living room of the family's home in Collegeville in suburban Philadelphia contained two large whiteboards with messages that were threatening and manipulative in nature.
Of course they did.
Police said they began investigating after Myra's wife was assaulted and drove herself to a hospital on March 15th and was found to have a fractured skull.
Wait, but she had a fractured skull and she drove herself to the hospital?
Because he's instilling toughness.
Oh, man.
Myra is charged in Montgomery County with multiple counts of aggravated assault, strangulation, conspiracy, unlawful restraint, and reckless endangering involving the children. He faces separate charges including assault, reckless endangering, and harassment involving his wife. Court documents don't list the defense attorney on the charge involving his children and listed a phone number he couldn't be found Monday. Public defenders representing him. Myra never had a dog while he was married with children, but acknowledged owning a dog shock collar, which is found in the home.
Wait, he never had a dog?
He's got kids!
Oh, man.
The boy described having the collar attached about 60 times, often on his legs or his stomach. He usually put on a low number. It went to 1 to 100. It would be around 40, the boy said, according to Neely. If he was angry, he would put it up to 100, which really hurt and took all the feeling out of my legs, which hurt.
Man.
The girl said the collar was put on her neck, arms, and calf, and in her hand. She also described being punched hundreds of times, having her fingers squeezed with pliers, and being choked into a dream state. Dream police. Anyway, police said Meyer, who was ordered held in lieu of $1 million bail, told him he grabbed the children and hit them with sticks, but didn't intend to harm them, and they never cried or said they were in pain.
They didn't say that hurt.
Authorities, however, said March 3rd cell phone recording provided by Myra's wife contains the sound of children screaming, "It hurts so much!" and repeated cries of, "Please stop!" After the boy says he can't stand pain, a male voice is heard saying, "Good!" All right, so let me recap here for you. We got electric dog collars and blades under the fingernails. That's a special type of evil. I like the creativity.
That really is.
The kids slept in crates or coffins. You know, choking your lover into a dream state, hot, hot. Choking your daughter into a dream state, felony.
Yes.
His best defense was the kids never complained, which was refuted by audio and screaming and them screaming in pain. Vincent, which do you think is the worst?
It's okay, Vincent.
Devin, I think that you took this one home, another one.
Ah!
Pip!
Damn you, the sweep!
And in Philadelphia, nonetheless, oh. I ran the table. I won every countdown this year, as I do every year. Oh. I am the king of the internet. Give us a quick recap.
It really, really was terrible. Well, it sounds like between Davin winning with the pimp poppy versus my Disney dad, and then Davin with the hostage crisis versus my beatings, and then Davin with the picky eater versus my kindling kid, and then Davin with this, the unbelievable beating and horror. I don't even remember what my friggin' first story was. This is unbelievable.
I am the champion. All right, I'm going to be June 23rd and 24th. I'll be in Fredericksburg, Virginia at Liberty Labs. For tickets, 540-710-0234, 540-710-0234. Joe will be back next week. Vincent, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
What else? Oh, yes, listen to the full show, unedited, davinsden.com. Also, iHeartRadio. Follow us on Twitter, at Davin's Den. Like us on Facebook. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.